Have you ever gone crabbing, or have you seen how that's done? How they drop a net that kind of lies flat on the ocean floor, and there's a piece of meat, some kind of bait in the middle of it. The crabs crawl on to grab the bait, and then you just lift up the net around them. And even when you're pulling them into the boat, they just won't let go. And why not? Because they're just going to end up in a big pot, boiled, and turn into somebody's dinner. But it's just not in their nature for some reason to let go. And that's what we're going to talk about because it's also often not in our nature to let go. And we end up cooked because of it. So that's what we're talking about today on our rapidenergyhealing.com podcast. So let's talk first about the things that we hold on to that cause us damage. And I think they fall into two categories. First, there are the things that we don't have anymore or maybe never did, but we still cling to them. Maybe there is a high school crush you just can't get over, or some other relationship, or someone has died and you just miss them so much and you wish they were here. And that is normal. And that's our nature. And I'm not going to even say that's bad. But when we hold on so much that takes up such a place in our mind and our heart, it doesn't leave room for living and it causes grief and stress, anxiety, whatever, then that's not good. And so that's when we need to take our consciousness, which is simply an awareness of our choices and our ability to make choices and overcome parts of our nature that may not be serving us well, and choose actively to let go of that a little bit more and realize, even if you can't understand it in the beginning, realize there is a better way and that it will be okay. The second type of thing that we tend to hold on to are our ideas, concepts, beliefs about how the world works. And it's not our fault that we get some of those things wrong. We're born and we have to start over and figure things out. And so obviously we're going to make a lot of mistakes, and it's not a perfect environment we grow up in. So we make mistakes, we make protections and things. And later on, when we grow wiser with experience, that doesn't mean that all of those old beliefs automatically revise themselves. They get ingrained and they stay there unless something can go in and kind of clean them out. So I've got a recent example of someone who illustrates both of these things in the same story. And it was someone who had a lot of sadness in his heart, and it felt like congestion just weighed him down, just kind of heavy and dark and kind of oppressive, right? Stopped him from having more happiness in his life. And so we went to work on that, and very quickly, and by the way, just by looking at it, as I tune in to see, trace these feelings that I connect to with this intuitive connection, it kind of activates them and it raises their awareness. And oftentimes the person I'm working with will also begin to have epiphanies and see things more clearly. And it became very apparent right away that this sadness was connected to a relationship he had had in the recent past, and he let go of a lot of it, but not all the way. So by simply being more aware of this and what was going on, he was able to make a conscious choice and say, yeah, I'm going to let go. That doesn't serve me. It was good, but I'm not going to hold on to it the same way. And so instantly he felt some relief, and that was great. But the story doesn't end there, because we looked a little bit deeper at why he had gotten in this situation in the first place, and we saw something. It seemed like it went back, really, like the visualization, the impression that came with it was that it went back from the very beginning, like conception or something. And what it was that, well, I'll simplify this a little bit. Basically, he didn't feel safe in the world, and so he had always had the habit of looking for something he could connect to, like hold his hand, to make him feel safer. And early on, that was probably his mother, and later on, that was relationships that he had had. But since it was tied to the belief that the world is not safe, then you know how the brain is. It loves to be right, and whatever it believes, it kind of puts you in positions and makes you think and act in ways to make it come true. And so what happened was his world became not safe in this specific way, in that these people he leaned on for support wouldn't stick around. Maybe it happened because he was dating the wrong people. Maybe it happened because he was a little bit closed down, and so that sabotaged their relationship. It doesn't really matter. We don't need to analyze all that detail, but it was interesting to see the dynamic going on. And by the way, this is one of the coolest things about doing intuitive energy healing, that you can see these things, you can sense them, and you can comprehend them on this deep, rich level, more than you just get out of some narrative, for example. And how else would you know this? How would you guess this? It is true. I mean, they've known since like the 60s, since I think it was in the 60s that they wrote that book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. I forget the author, sorry. And it's based on this premise that a basic human need is just to feel that you're safe and you're okay and feel like other people are okay. And then you can go forward. You don't worry about everything, every single thing. But even so, how would you logically deduce? I mean, it would take so much talking to get down and figure this out. But with an intuitive connection, you just go straight to it. You see it, you recognize it. And then there are lots of techniques to heal it and let it go. So anyway, we did some of those techniques. And in less than a minute, there was, you know, this idea also released. And he reported he suddenly felt much clearer. And since he could be so much more present, since his brain wasn't occupied processing, you know, trying to solve this impossible to solve problem, everything looked sharper and clearer, colors were richer, and he felt free. In fact, he said, now I can be happy. That just made sense to him now, where it hadn't made sense moments before. So that was fun to see. That was cool. Now, I'm sure you believe me that letting go is a great idea and something many of us need, but how do you do it without calling me up? Let me give you a few tips. Here's some basic skills. So first off, you need to find what you need to let go of. Now, maybe you're aware of it, but you want to find it on that emotional sensory level, because that's the subconscious part. That's emotions are and feelings are a guide to connecting in with the subconscious at that level. And so maybe you feel it somewhere in your body, like you're in your gut, you're just tense and tight or something. Okay, that's great. That's a clue for you. That's a guide. And then once you get that, most people are visual thinkers, so kind of visualize that. Just imagine it like, it just looks like a tube or like a lake or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just get any imagery that your brain associates with that. Now it's easier to work with. Next, here are the basic skills I'll tell you. Take some deep, relaxing breaths. Try and just relax, but imagine that the air is passing through that imagery, whatever it was you came up with. And see if that just helps it to relax and open up and soften and expand and release what it was clinging to. And then the next level, even more powerful, is imagine just setting it in water and let it soak in that clear, like a clear mountain lake. Just soak that in. For some reason, making associations like that, it adds energy to that part of your brain or something, and it just feeds these tight little constricted thoughts and helps them expand. And when they expand, they grow and they make new connections, and it all heals. Even more powerful than water, imagine it filling up with light, even like a liquid light, like you could pour in that just glows. And if none of these things work or you want some help with it, call us up, and then we've got dozens and dozens of techniques that are even more advanced than these to help loosen these things up and get you the results you want and deserve. I hope that's helpful. And beyond that, of course, please visit rapidenergyhealing.com. We've got lots of more articles and podcasts with insights for you to share, because really our goal is we want the world to be fantastic. We want everyone to be happy, because that frees you up to live a better life and be better to people around you and create that environment so that in the first place, even kids growing up don't have to don't make as many mistakes and have as many hang-ups to deal with later. I just want to be surrounded by people like that. And I think you do too. So pass this on to your friends. Let them know about it too. We'd appreciate that. Have yourself a beautiful day, because really life is designed to be beautiful as long as we can just get clear about it.